Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio this morning is first-time novelist David R. Gillum. His novel, City of Women, in bookstores now, tells the story of Sigrid Schroeder, a woman living in Berlin in 1943 while her husband is at the Eastern Front. And with the men at war, Berlin has become a city of women. She goes to work every day, tries to ignore the horrific immoralities of the Nazi regime, but soon her tedious existence is turned upside down. And it really is an extraordinary story. David Gillum, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
No, thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Well, I noticed in reading and researching you that you've been writing and researching about World War II and the experiences of women in the war for more than 25 years. What set you on that path?
Well, it's interesting. I started something many years ago when I was in graduate school in Los Angeles, studying screenwriting at first and then fiction. I was writing a piece, and I wanted a decadent setting for the piece. And I thought, well, Berlin during the 1920s would be perfect. That was between the wars when Berlin was a very freewheeling place. And so I started studying Berlin at that point and just fell in love with the place, really. I've been there a few times, and it just took me by surprise how at home I felt there. And so I've been writing about Berlin for many years.
Wow. Well, you've also worked in the book business for more than a decade. What prompted you to move from selling books to writing books, you know, flipping the covers, if you may?
Well, actually, I have been writing books for quite a long time, too. This is the first published one, though. And so I just loved books and loved being in the business for many years. I was in retail. I was selling books at the shop level. I was in wholesale distributor in Brooklyn, and I was in publishing, a small academic press also in New York.
Well, a lot of times when you read books about World War II, fiction or nonfiction, they tend to focus on the exploits of the men. Why did you, as a man, choose to write in a women's voice?
Well, I wanted to write about a forgotten population. And with the men away at the East, at the Eastern Front at that time, as you said, it was quite correct, Berlin was a city of women. Sigrid, my main character, is a war wife, like one among many, whose husband or brother or father or all were at the Eastern Front. And she was living this very humdrum, grim existence, going back from work to her flat where she would argue with her mother-in-law, going to sleep, and then the next morning starting the whole thing over again until something happens in a movie theater one afternoon where she's gone for just a little bit of privacy, just a little bit of silence that changes her entire life.
Well, I was going to say the historical details that you include in City of Women are extraordinary. I've been talking about brands of cigarettes and newspapers and shops. How did you uncover all those details? I mean, are you kind of like a Star Wars geek in the way that you loved everything about Berlin and kind of absorbed that?
Yeah, that's true, actually. I've become a Berlin geek. Reading books, picture books, there actually are a lot of different books about advertising in Germany from 1920 to 1945, or memoirs that sometimes have surprising detail about exactly what cigarette somebody was smoking. So I try to absorb all those tiny details, which I think really build the atmosphere, and then I have the characters use them to start the action. You'll see if you read when you read the book that a lot of the characters are the way they pick up the type of drink that they're drinking, or the coat that they're wearing, or the getting on the bus. I try to use all these sort of details to enrich the portrayal of the characters themselves, and also to inform the action as it moves along, so that you don't get a long history lesson at any point. You just get the action of the story, and as you get that, you also get all this rich historical detail.
Well, it's some great atmosphere in your novel, City of Women, especially with Berlin, not only the characters themselves, but the character of the city and the air raids from the RAF and the like. And you mentioned in the afterword, well, you mentioned just a moment ago that you have visited Berlin a number of times, and you wrote how you visited not long after the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, and that much of the areas that you write about don't exist anymore.
They do not. I mean, and one of the reasons I went right at that time was I knew I had a little window of opportunity to see some of that old Berlin that was around the wall and in the eastern part of the city that were going to be gone within 5 years because of the great remodeling effort that was going on in Berlin. Even at the time I was there, they were still actually taking down the wall when I was there. And there's one thing I remember in particular. In an area that was a buffer zone for the wall, there was a building that had the facade sheared off during the war. Still standing 60 years later, you could look up and see the wallpaper in the flats. The Soviets had just never bothered to repair it or tear it down. It just sat there. And so I used that in the book. One morning when Sigrid, after an air raid, is turning the corner, she finds this flat that has been had the facade shorn off of it by a bomb blast, and that's the sort of thing I try to incorporate in the book to bring that realism to bear.
Well, of course, what shakes a bit of Sigrid's life up is an encounter in the movie theater with a young woman. And she, I guess you could say that her tedious existence becomes tedious no more.
That's right.
And she begins to work with Jews who are trying to escape from Berlin, both hiding them. Was there that type of network in Berlin, there in the heart of Nazi Germany?
There were very many very brave people who made individual efforts many times to resist the Nazi regime, to save Jews, to save people, politicals, whoever the Gestapo was pursuing. It was a very decentralized sort of operation, however. You think of the French resistance, which was a network of people. Nothing like that existed in Berlin because the Gestapo had done their job too well. Everybody was very paranoid about their neighbors, their co-workers. There was even something called the German glance that I use a lot.
Oh, yes.
when you were about to make a political joke or a political comment that could get you into trouble, you glance from left to right quickly just to make sure there was nobody listening in who you didn't want to be. And that was so ingrained in people that it became known as the German glance.
Well, even before I reached the afterward, I found myself wondering what I might do in some of the situations. You have a Sigrid face, and lo and behold, I finished the story, turned the page, your afterward titled, "What Would Any of Us Do?" Right. How did you approach that as a writer?
Well, that was actually one of the points of the book that I wanted to get across. I wanted to have a page turner. I wanted to have rich characters and suspense and steamy scenes and things of that nature. But I also wanted to explore how we come to moral decisions. In this case, how when she is faced with the idea of saving this young woman who she barely knows, who's walked into the theater and grabbed her by the arm and says, "Please say I came in here with you." And the lights come up and here's the Gestapo. She makes her decision to save this woman, and I think I can say that without giving away too much, not because there's any great moral commitment or she's making a statement against the oppressive fascist government. The man's a bully, and she doesn't like bullies, and she reacts to that, and it gets her back up. So she saves this woman without really thinking about the consequence, and that's what I wanted to think about. And then she's put in a position where she has to make larger and larger decisions. At what point do we actually make a moral commitment, and at what point are we simply reacting to circumstances around us as one consequence or unintended consequence starts to unroll?
What has surprised you the most about a reaction to your novel, The City of Women?
Well, I've been very, very, very pleased and flattered by the reaction to the novel. That is such a daily shock how many people seem to really enjoy it and say, "Oh gosh, I just loved your book," and it warms my heart. It also, I'm very flattered sometimes, and this is a surprise, when people think it's written by a woman. And so I consider that a compliment.
It is. As the cover note says from Alan First, extraordinary. But thank you for sharing the story, and thank you for sitting down this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Mark.
David R. Gillum, the author of the novel City of Women, available in bookstores now. You can find a link to it and more about David on our website, wvxu.org.